Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Friday, April 8. Sydney's latest flooding emergency has turned deadly after the body of a man was found in a submerged vehicle at Cobbitty, southwest of Sydney, this morning. Although the rain has subsided in most areas, thousands of people across Greater Sydney have been told to evacuate or prepare to do so as river waters continue to rise. Evacuation orders have been issued today for people in parts of the city's south and southwest, while 155 schools were closed and water is again spilling over Warragamba Dam. The SES has received close to 1,200 requests for assistance and conducted 35 rescues over the past 24 hours. The Bureau of Meteorology says showers will continue across the weekend, but falls should be far less significant. Passengers hoping to take off early for the Easter break are facing a second day of lengthy queues at Sydney Airport. COVID close contact rules are being blamed for the shortage of security staff, causing long queues through security processing lines at the domestic terminal. Sydney Airport CEO Jeff Colbert has told 7news.com.au in a statement that higher traffic numbers and, quote, inexperienced travellers are also to blame. Passengers are advised to arrive 2 hours early for domestic flights as airlines avoid cancelling flights. And a DHL cargo jet has slid off the runway and broken into two pieces while landing at Costa Rica's International Airport in San Jose. The fire department said the Boeing 757 had taken off from Juan Santa Maria Airport, just west of the capital, on Thursday, but decided to return after detecting a failure in the hydraulic system. Upon landing, the aircraft skidded, turned down an embankment and broke into two pieces, exposing its cargo. A spokesman for cargo carrier DHL said both pilots were unharmed, but one was undergoing a medical check as a precaution. The airport has been shut down while the wreckage is cleared. Now here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. Outstanding credit card debt rose again in February for the fourth month in a row. Since outstanding balances hit 18-year lows last October, Australians have been steadily taking on more debt, despite the number of credit cards in use staying relatively flat. Qantas has announced plans to launch Australia's first direct flight route to southern India, with its first non-stop flight between Sydney and Bengaluru, formerly known as Bangalore, taking off in September. Later in the year, both Qantas and Jetstar will launch direct flights to Seoul, South Korea, Jetstar being the first low-cost airline to offer this route. Woolworths Group Treasurer Sarah Scopel has left the grocery chain with immediate effect after admitting she played a role in disguising clients' gambling money as hotel expenses during her time in an executive role at Star Entertainment. And taking a look at the markets, the ASX 200 is on track to finish the week in the green, with the index around 0.5% higher by lunchtime on Friday. Energy companies and miners are leading the gains, with shares in agriculture play GrainCorp hitting a record high after raising its profit guidance on the back of a robust crop harvest and strong demand following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Wall Street edged higher overnight, with fears receding about how fast and furiously the Federal Reserve plans to wind back monetary policy support. Meantime, the Australian dollar is trending a little lower. It's buying 75.75 US cents, 68.8 euros, and 1.088 New Zealand dollars. And that is your finance fix for Friday, April 8, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thanks, Gemma. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.